This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's Shandong Aircraft Carrier Group has recently conducted routine annual exercises in the South China Sea. That's according to the People's Liberation Army Sunday after Beijing criticized the U.S. for sending naval ships into the strategic area. The Chinese Defense Ministry last week urged the U.S. to restrain its frontline forces in the air and seas near China. U.S. reconnaissance aircraft and warships have become more active around China since President Biden took office, it says. South China Sea is particularly contentious because China's smaller neighbors also have been competing claims to one of the world's busiest sea lanes, which Beijing claims virtually in its entirety. China has constructed several man-made islands in the disputed waters and what the U.S. says is a move to militarize the area. Iran's foreign minister apologized Sunday for recorded comments that were leaked to the public last week, creating a firestorm in Iran less than 2 months before presidential elections. The recordings of Mohammad Javad Zarif included frank comments on powerful late Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020. The attack at the time brought the U.S. and Iran to the brink of war. Soleimani's funeral processions in Iran drew millions of people to the streets. In the recordings, Zarif criticizes Soleimani's separate relations with Russia and for refusing to stop using the national carrier Iran Air for Syrian operations despite Zarif's objections. Iran Air has been sanctioned by the United States. This is VOA News. High-ranking diplomats from China, Germany, Russia, and Britain say they've made progress at talks focused on bringing the United States back into their landmark nuclear deal with Iran, but need more work and time to bring about a future agreement. In Washington, the U.S. State Department had no immediate comment on reports of progress and repeated an earlier assessment that an agreement was far from done or even guaranteed. North Korea on Sunday warned the United States will face a very grave situation because U.S. President Joe Biden made a big blunder, as it says, in his recent speech by calling the North a security threat and revealing his intent to maintain a hostile policy toward it. Last week, Biden, in his first address to Congress, called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs a serious threat to America's security and world security, and said that he'll work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. SpaceX safely returned 4 astronauts from the International Space Station Sunday, making the first U.S. crew splashdown in darkness since the Apollo 8 moonshot. The Dragon capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Panama City, Florida, just before 3 a.m., ending the second astronaut flight for Elon Musk's company. It was an express trip home, lasting just 6.5 hours. The astronauts, 3 American and 1 Japanese, flew back in the same capsule named Resilience, in which they launched from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in November. As part of the worldwide effort to assist India with the COVID-19 crisis, the country received vaccine doses from several countries, including Germany, Russia, France, and Uzbekistan. India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases Saturday as it battles a devastating second wave, and the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by shortages of the shots. Death jumped by more than 3,500. The surge in infections has overwhelmed hospitals, morgues, and crematoriums and left families scrambling for scarce medicines and oxygen. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday to show their support for President Jair Bolsonaro, who has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic as the country registered more than 2,600 COVID-19 deaths and nearly 67,000 new confirmed cases. Anti-Bolsonaro protesters also took to nearby streets, but in smaller numbers. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.